Mentioned at the top of the show that Walmart has been selling a lot of adult bicycles, and bicycling has become super popular during this pandemic. You know, it's helpful to maintain social distancing, but you still get outside and be on your bicycle. And it turns out through a Trek Bicycle Corporation survey, it says that over 1,000 American adults that owned bicycles they surveyed 1,000 American adults that owned bicycles in April, and it turned out that the pandemic hadn't stopped many of them from riding. In fact, 21% of Americans that own a bike say they've been riding a lot more during the pandemic, and it turns out that the future is bright for bicycles, too. Data shows that 50% of Americans are going to ride their bikes more after this pandemic, and this is very good news for bicycles, etc. In Lyle, Illinois, and joining us is sales associate and media spokesperson Hillary Miller. Hi, Hillary. How are you?
I'm good, G. How are you?
Oh, you sound so bright and cheerful. Is it because you ride a bicycle a lot?
Well, I work in a bike store that has a lot of bicycles. So I would like to have more time to get out and ride a bicycle, but you know, trade-offs, right?
How's it been going? Is what I just said true? Has there been sort of a boom in people wanting to fix up their old bicycles and buy new bicycles and ride their bicycles throughout this pandemic?
Absolutely true. We have seen absolutely our best sales days ever, and we've been open for 36 years. In April, we had a weekend that had our number one and number two days, and then in May, we beat those days by almost double.
Wow.
So it has definitely been an increase in sales, and not just sales of bikes, but accessories, you know, like helmets and shoes, labor. So just repairs have been up, tune-ups are up. Normally our busy season doesn't start until April or May, but this year it started in March, even though the weather wasn't super great. People were just itching to get out of their houses. You know, their gyms were closed, and, you know, we're right in the middle of kind of a subdivision that has a lot of bike trails.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our family business kind of caters to families, and, you know, so everyone wanted to get out. You know, school, you know, if you call it school, they're trying to teach, but, you know, kids need a break during the day, and they didn't have recess, and so they're trying to get out on their bikes and ride those trails, and, you know, they need bikes. So.
Well, Hillary, has all of this demand created any shortages? I mean, do we need to be worried that there's not enough bikes to go around? By the way, I'm in the market. I got to get a bike, too.
Well, good luck. You're about 3 weeks late.
Ah, no!
You know, early on, most of the manufacturers in the U.S. would keep about a 90-day supply in their warehouses. So getting bikes, was normally like a 2 days to a week, you know, if it was something we didn't have in stock. But now it's pretty next to impossible. We had a customer who was looking for a mountain bike,
mm-hmm.
Pretty common, right?
Right.
Small, extra small. Also pretty common. I mean, we weren't looking for anything crazy. And across all of our suppliers, we found two.
You are kidding me. So there really is a shortage. This hasn't been blown up in the news articles.
No, there really is. And a lot of it has to do with, the manufacturing plants were shut down for a period of time. So, you know, that kind of created a backlog. And then when they opened up, instead of, you had people working every 3 feet or whatever it was, now they're practicing social distancing and they're working every 6 feet. So, you know, let's say it was 3 feet, now it's 6 feet. Well, your production's cut in half. And then you've got to find, containers to fill. It's going to take you twice as long to fill containers. You got to find someone who's willing to ship it. And then you've got to find a dock willing to accept it, dock workers willing to unload it, and then truckers willing to, move it across the country. I mean, one of our suppliers, we can't even get truckers to go pick up the bikes from their warehouse that they have because they don't want to go into New Jersey. It's crazy things like that that we're hearing, that's causing a lot of this shortage. And it's not just bikes. It's helmets, it's parts, it's accessories. So it's all across the supply chain that, it's been very disruptive.
So, Hillary, you're telling me that I'm probably out of luck in the short term for getting a bicycle.
Unless, you know, if you have very specific requirements, probably. But if you're willing to settle for anything with two wheels, pedals, and handlebars, you'd probably be okay.
Well, you know, I'm just fascinated hearing you talk about the supply chain. So tell me about bicycles. Are most bicycles made in America or are they made overseas?
Most bicycles that, you know, you'll find in the in an average person's price range mm-hmm. are made overseas.
Okay.
You know, so most companies, you know, they may design their bicycles here, but then they're manufactured overseas. You know, a lot of the major brands years ago did, you know, ship their manufacturing overseas. We're kind of stuck in that, you know, got to wait for it to arrive.
Like most of the manufacturing world that is happening right now in America, we're kind of stuck. So, Hillary, let's say, so what's realistically, how far out am I from, if I wanted to come and order a bike from you, how far out am I from getting a bike?
Well, we have, you know, kids' bikes. We're looking at some of them are back-ordered until late June.
Okay.
There are some models and sizes that are completely sold out for the year, and we won't see them again until the 2021 models are released because they only contract to manufacture a certain number of them per year. And once they're sold out, they're sold out. So there's a lot of that going on. And then some adult bikes are on back order until October.
Okay. So now you've been deemed essential business from the very beginning. Is that the case?
That is the case. We have been deemed an essential business from the beginning. There was a group kind of around the time that California and New York City were starting to talk about shutdowns. They started a petition amongst the bike stores across the country. And, you know, we were fortunate to be included in that essential category. You know, a lot of stores didn't stay open, but we did remain open from the very beginning, 7 days a week. So
if you can't find a new bike per se right now, you can bring an older bike to you and you'll be able to maintain it, repair it, get it up to working order.
So we do repairs, and we also do tune-ups where we adjust all of the brakes, you know, replace any small parts that are necessary, lube the chain, things like that, check the tires, kind of like you take your car in for a tune-up, except, you know, there's no spark plugs on it, bicycle. Makes it a little bit simpler. But we've experienced a huge influx in that as well. We actually, at one point, had over 100 repairs in the store to be completed.
Wow.
You know, they outnumbered the new bikes that we had in the store to sell. We went from, on a Friday, I think our turnaround time was 2 days on tune-ups, which usually take about 3 hours to complete, to 2 weeks by Sunday. And now we're out 4 weeks just because of the sheer volume of work that we have to do. So
hoping that the one positive for bicycles, et cetera, and other bike shops that were able to stay open is that you didn't have to furlough anyone. Am I?
That is correct. We actually ended up adding staff. Yeah, so that's been a really big positive. You know, in addition to the staff that we added, I mean, my mother-in-law and father-in-law are both here every single day.
Because you're a family business.
We are. You know, we started back in the 80s. It's my husband's family's business, actually. And there's three boys, and they were all BMX racers, and it was hard to get parts, so they started their own bike shop to kind of answer that need, and it just kind of grew from there. And my husband has remained here full-time ever since, and now our daughter is full-time and, you know, kind of help pay her way through college, and we're teaching the next grandson in line, so his younger brother's son is now learning the business, and so it's kind of cool. I mean, we've always been, you know, kind of that family business, so.
It's pretty incredible for a small independent business to last, I mean, even over 20 years. And you guys have been in operation for 36 years, and it sounds like you have three generations working at the shop right now. That is an incredible feat. That hats off to you. That's just a beautiful story.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, you do hope some days that you can escape when you go home, but that's not always the case. You know, know, you do bring work home with you, you know, during the busiest times when we're trying to get, you know, bikes assembled and out on the floor. There are portions of our house right now that are dedicated to building bikes to bring back into the store the next day. So, you know, there's trade-offs, but, you know, there's a lot of flexibility in it, too. So.
It sounds like it's all beautiful and harmonious chaos to me. So,
absolutely.
So you guys are open. I'm going to give the website Bicycle Etc. So it's bicycleetc-il.com. Did I get the website right?
Yes, that is correct.
And do you want to throw out a phone number as well?
Sure. Our phone number is 630-369-2453, and our inventory is updated on the website nightly, if not more often, and we are open 6 days a week now. We close on Thursdays so that we can catch up on repairs as much as we possibly can.
Well, we're talking with Hillary Miller of Bicycles Etc. in Lyle. Once again, it's bicycleetc-il.com. Okay, Hillary, thank you so much for joining us. And I might just have to head out there. It's about an hour away, right? How far away? Yep an hour away.
Well, you know, now that there's no traffic.
Yeah, I'll head out there.
Might take you half an hour.
Okay, good. I'll head out there and maybe try a kid's bike on for size or something, maybe.
There you go.
Thank you, Hillary. Really appreciate it. Continue to be well, okay? Thanks so much.
Thank you, you too.